Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhtar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue on our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. Let us continue with Professor Todd Green, who is a liberal professor from Luther College, who was invited to speak to a group of students and other people as well, who is doing a great job to smear the Republicans. And at the same time, he's struggling to get the Democrats to stand in unity to support him and the Muslims' ideology, as we'll see as we continue in our study. Today, Professor Todd Green will be talking about Mr. Trump. We already heard him mocking almost all those who ran for office in 2016 by picking up some of their words and twisting them to make them look like Islamophobic people. Even though, as we have seen so far, they have the right to say and to put their words in action for protecting America from the savage cult, the cult of Islam. So once again, let us listen to Professor Green's opinion of our president, that is Mr. Trump himself.
Trump, I don't have time to go through all of his anti-Muslim proposals, because there are many. They are legion. But I'll give you a short rundown, at least.
Professor Green said, Trump, I don't have time to go throughout all his anti-Muslim proposal because there are many. They are legion. And then all the audience start laughing. As if Professor Green said a joke. You see how much respect that gentleman has for our president? And in reality, that shows you the great hatred that he has against Mr. Trump. And I'm going to look at each and every one of these things which he thinks is a legion. I mean, you're talking about a huge number of anti-Muslim rhetorics which Mr. Trump has been saying for years. And let us examine if what Mr. Trump is saying is worthy to be talked about and have action towards, or should we just dismiss him because they're not that important and Trump is just a hateful Islamophobic guy. First, listen to the first 3 points which Professor Green does not like about President Trump.
Flirting with Muslim ID cards, registration systems, databases.
Wow, what a crime. This could be a good reason of why we must impeach Mr. Trump. How dare Mr. Trump suggest that we need to have a Muslim ID card or register Muslims in some system or have some database about the Muslims. Let me remind you again, my friends. We have a huge problem in America, and that problem will destroy America. I know for sure it will destroy America. Why? Because of liberals like Professor Green. Not because we do not have an answer for the problem, but because liberals are tying our hands behind our back. And there is nothing we can do to save America unless the liberals join us in this endeavor. And now I will repeat what I said to you in our last program. As a naive person, here is a minimum number of Muslims who live in America. I will say 10 million Muslims. Trust me, the number is beyond that. If I will tell you we have 10 million illegal Muslims in America, you will think I'm crazy, but I wish somebody proved me wrong. Because trust me, your politicians will never mention the word illegal and the word Muslim in the same sentence, which means we will never know how many Muslims live in America. But let's be naive and we say we only have 10 million. Now let's give the second guess. And the second guess is we only have 1% of these 10 million who live with us in America are Muslim believers, whom the liberals call radicals. Sadly, some conservatives call them radicals also. But in Allah's book, they are just simply believers as Allah and Muhammad call them, and also they call themselves. As we read throughout the Quran, Allah himself said, O you who have believed, kill. O you have believed, behead. O you have believed, terrorize. O you have believed, be savage. O you have believed, engage in war. So these commands which were given by Allah in the Quran, and so it is also in the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith, are not given to wishy-washy Muslims, but they are given to all Muslim believers. Now, the number of those Muslim believers who are willing to kill us, and that is the only reason why they are here in America, is only 1%. I can say 10 or 20%, as many conservatives believe. I will go with the minimum number possible, which is only 1%. 1% of 10 million, that is 100,000. Imagine with me, America, if I tell you, among us in America, there is 100,000 Muslim believers who desire nothing but our destruction. And here is the evidence. Let me quote for you one simple statement given by the Muslim believers of America. These are the Muslim Brotherhood. As we discovered this material in the Holy Land Foundation trial, in the document which is known by the strategic goal for Muslim Brotherhood in North America. This is what they wrote. I'm not making this up. That's exactly what the Muslims of America are planning to do. So listen carefully, please.
The process of settlement is a civilization jihadist process with what all the word means. The Brotherhood must understand that their work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within and sabotaging their miserable house by their hands and the hands of the believers so that it is eliminated and Allah's religion is made victorious over all other religions.
Who is speaking here? Is it Mr. Trump? No. Is it Usama Dakdok and the Street Wave Grace Ministry? No. Is it some radical anti-Muslim Americans? No. These are the Muslim Brotherhood of America. These are the ones who live with us here in America. Let me mention their initials. ISNA, known as ISNA, and MSA. By the way, these are the Muslim Student Associations who exist in every college in America. I guarantee you, some of these students were sitting listening to Professor Todd Green's lecture and they clapped hands for him and they mocked Mr. Trump with him. And the list goes on. MCA, AMSS, AMSE, AMA, ATC, NAIT, FID, IHC, ICD, ATP, AVC, IBS, MBA, MYNA, IFC, IBAC, IED, MAYA, MISG, IAB, UASR, OLF, MIA, ISNA, BMI, IIIT, IIC, and CAIR, which is CARE, the Council on America-Islamic Relations. These are 30 jihadi organizations who are acknowledged by our government in America as non-profit organizations. You see, many of them, like ISNA and CARE people, not only on CNN and CBS, but you see them on Fox News wearing suits and ties and speaking as wonderful, good, moderate Muslims. Let me remind you again what these jihadi organizations wrote about what they are planning to do to America. As we just heard in their own document, they said, the process of settlement is a civilization jihadist process. Hello, Professor Green. They're not here in America to settle to become Americans, sir. They're here to perform jihad for Allah, to take over America for Islam, you useful idiot. That is the reality why these Muslims are here. So what are they going to do? He said, with what all the word means. What word? The word jihad. And then they said the Brotherhood must understand that their work in America is a kind of a grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within. Do you understand why it is important for Mr. Trump to come up with the idea of having an ID card? So we know who are the Muslims living among us? Naive people like you are destroying America. These people, the Muslims whom you brag about, whom you love so much, and call Muslim Americans. And once again, if only we go with 1% of them, that is, we're talking about 100,000 Muslims live among us in America who want to eliminate our existence, destroying our civilization from within. How are they going to do that? Listen carefully. This is it. And sabotage their miserable house by their hands and the hand of the believers. Two very important groups here. The hands of the Americans and the hands of the Muslim believers. Which Americans? Of course, not the Republicans, whom you mock throughout all your lecture, which you titled Islamophobia and the 2020 election. You're talking about the foolish Democrats like yourself. That is the hand of the Americans. And you're doing a great job to help them to sabotage our miserable house, to destroy our life, to get rid of our civilization. And the hands of the believers, that is the second group. Not radicals, not extremists, as once again, Allah calls them believers, Muhammad calls them believers, they call themselves believers, and useful idiots like yourself will call them radicals or extremists. What else are they going to do? It says, so is that it is eliminated. What? America. Yes, sir, you heard me right. America will be wiped off from the face of the earth. How is that? That is by making Allah's religion victorious over all other religions.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
So the Muslim goals in America, my dear friends, are to get rid of Christianity, get rid of Judaism, get rid of our constitution, and make Islam the religion of the land and Sharia the constitution of America, sir. Now, by knowing these simple facts, what is wrong with Mr. Trump saying we need an ID card for the Muslims who live in America? Or we need them to register so we know who they are. We need some database about all the Muslims who live among us here in America. With all respect, liberals will destroy America. And they are going to destroy it because simply they are ignorant of the Muslim agenda. And you can read about that in detail in the memorandum, which is titled The Strategic Goal for Muslim Brotherhood in North America. Not only the liberals of America will continue to mock the conservatives, but they will also hinder conservatives for doing their job to save America from the destruction which is coming by the hands of the Muslims. If I am Mr. Trump, I will not give them an ID. I will remove them from America completely, like the Spanish did with the Muslims after Muslims invaded their land for 800 years. That's exactly the best solution. But sadly, neither Trump nor anybody conservative in this country will ever do that. If we cannot issue an ID for the Muslims, if we cannot have database of who they are and where they live, if we cannot track the Muslims in America, do you think we'll be able to remove them from this country? No. I believe the destruction of America is coming much sooner before the American people will figure out that we have a problem, which is called Islam. Once again, Islam is like a cancer, and the cancer is spreading all over the body of America, and the American people do not know it. Even when September 11 came as a symptom of that cancer, sadly, the doctor who diagnosed the disease of Islam diagnosed it wrong. And that was Dr. George W. Bush by telling the American people that Islam is love and Islam is peace. That September 11 opportunity was a golden opportunity. And sadly, the politicians of America did not take advantage of it, but they lied and they deceived the American people by telling us that there is nothing to fear about Islam or the Muslims because they're wonderful American citizens. That's why we ended up with the first Arab Muslim president, that is Barack Hussein Obama, who helped the spread of the cancer of Islam in America. And that's why America will be destroyed right in front of our eyes. Let's continue with what else Professor Green does not like about Mr. Trump.
Suggesting that Muslims harbor a great hatred towards us.
Once again, Professor Green said suggesting that Muslims harbor a great hatred towards us. Well, if you never bother to read the Quran, sir, I don't know how I can help you. Not only Professor Green will not allow us to read the hateful verses of the Quran and the hateful teachings of Muhammad in the Hadith in his meetings, which are in the hundreds, and at the same time, he could not produce for us one verse in the Quran that shows love or peace towards non-Muslims. Yes, my friends, it is not a suggestion, it's a fact. Muslims hate Americans. Muslims hate non-Muslims. For heaven's sake, Muslims hate Muslims the last 1400 years. That's why there are more Muslims killed by the hands of Muslims than any infidels ever killed any Muslims. What else, Professor Green? Listen carefully, please.
Suggesting that Muslims in New Jersey were celebrating and cheering right after 9/11, retweeting real extreme far-right tweets, anti-Muslim, anti-immigrant tweets from Europe.
Wow. Mr. Trump suggested that Muslims in New Jersey were celebrating and cheering right after 9/11. Sir, this celebration still exists until today, not just 19 years ago. Trust me, Muslims all over the world, not just in New Jersey, I have seen them by my own eyes and heard them by my own ears in Indonesia, the largest Muslim country in the world, and in Egypt. For the shouting, that's to Israel and that's to America, that's to the Jews and the Christians, is the supplication which Muslims carry to Allah every Friday in many mosques all over the world. And on September 11, they pass candy for the children. The celebration of the Muslim, of the destruction and the killing of the 3,000 Americans on September 11 will never stop. They may add to it in the future more and more celebration. How about Mr. Trump retweet some of the anti-Muslim tweets in Europe? Wow, how dare Mr. Trump to retweet anti-Muslim tweets? He should celebrate the Muslims like Bush did and bring them to the White House. He should infiltrate his cabinet with few Muslims of your friends, Kerr and Isna and others, who want us dead. You see, my friends, the problem in America is not the Muslims. The problem in America is the liberals like Professor Green, who hate America and care less about knowing or exposing the truth about Muslims as they practice and live their Islam in America. And here, let me share with you one more thing Mr. Trump did, which Professor Green does not like at all.
Calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the country until we can figure out what the hell is going on. Those are his words in December of 2015. And of course, this infamous Islam hates us. That's just the short rundown. I had a slide that I deleted that had about 30 different statements or incidents right over the campaign. Where he was invoking some kind of Islamophobic rhetoric. But again, I was even arguing at this time that this is not just because he likes to speak unplugged, right, or unfiltered. I do think this is quite deliberate and quite strategic, and he knows exactly what he's doing.
Once again, wow, Mr. Trump is calling for a complete and total shutdown of Muslims entering the country until we can figure out what is going on. That was wrong. How dare Mr. Trump to say we need to figure out who is here and who is coming to destroy us. Once again, we have at least 100,000 Muslims in America who are plenty enough to destroy America 3 times in 5 minutes. We do not need any more Muslims to come to America until we know who we already have in America. As for the statement, Islam hate us, and the long list of 30 other things he have against Mr. Trump, these are facts. prove to me that in Islam, as an ideology, as a religion, from their holy books, from the life of their prophet, that there is any love towards non-Muslims. This is a sad story, which sadly Professor Green does not know. Finally, Professor Green said,
I don't think Trump is an intellectual in the way in a college we might think about the word intellectual. But I do think he is a smart guy in a certain way. I think he knows how to tap into and mobilize fear and to galvanize voters by doing so. And I can't think of a politician in my lifetime in America who does it better than Donald Trump when it comes to that. That takes a certain kind of intelligence, even though I don't think he knows much about Islam. And I still have my doubts whether he believes most of Islam. Cruz, I think, believes it. Trump, I'm not sure if he actually believes any of it. But maybe it doesn't matter.
So here we see the personal attack against Mr. Trump. He's not intellectual like the naive liberal students who are sitting listening to his lecture, laughing and mocking Mr. Trump. He's a smart guy, but he's not very intelligent. And why Mr. Trump is smart? Because he's the best politician America ever had to use Islamophobia to scare the daylight out of the American people, right? The answer is, of course, because he is a man who does not know political correctness. And believe me, if he has the freedom, he will do more good for America. But sadly, because of the liberals and the political correctness which exists even among the Republicans, he cannot do half of what he would like to do. And by the way, I personally believe 100% that Mr. Trump means and believes what he says and what he does about Islam. We're not talking about some simple facts about Islam and Muslims. We're talking about something really, really not politically correct. And Mr. Trump stuck his neck out for the love of America, that he did not care what Mr. Green or other liberals would say about him. And Professor Green, it does matter. Maybe it doesn't matter to you if Trump believes what he is saying and what he is doing. But to Mr. Trump and to conservatives like me, it does matter. It is time for you to get educated about Islam before it is too late. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next podcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.